From the News Center, a news focus.
Pennsylvania's State Department of Human Services is marking this National Foster Care Month of May by putting out a call for more foster parents.
We are always in need of more foster parents who can provide a loving home for children. That was true before the pandemic, and it's true now, especially as we implement statewide changes prescribed by the Family First Prevention Services Act to prioritize family-like settings over congregate care settings whenever possible.
That's Meg Sneed, the acting secretary.
Placement agencies look for foster homes that have the ability to provide care, nurturing, and supervision that can demonstrate an emotionally stable environment with ties to family, friends, and community, and have the ability to meet any special needs of the child. In addition to receiving training and support, foster parents are reimbursed for the cost of caring for a foster child.
While about half of the approximately 14,000 children in foster care in PA are living with relatives, Secretary Sneed said there's a need for more people to open up their homes.
It takes a special type of person to provide stability to children in crisis when their own home has stopped being the right place for them to live, at least for the time being. But that doesn't mean they've stopped needing what all kids need: security, nurturing, and guidance. Foster parents step in and provide those protections temporarily.
Sneed adds that there are some stipulations to being a foster parent.
Individuals interested in becoming foster parents must be at least 21 years of age. To ensure the child's safety, the coordinating agency will conduct a criminal background check and child abuse clearance on everyone in the home over age 14. The home approval process requires an in-depth evaluation, including financial stability. The physical features of the home will also be evaluated.
For more information on becoming a foster parent, contact the Statewide Adoption and Permanency Network at 800-585-7926. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.